The popular term is factory farms, but Healdsburg writer Dan Imhoff says they are more accurately called CAFOs.
A CAFO is a concentrated animal feeding operation. It's actually an EPA definition, and it's essentially an operation which does not grow its own feed. So it imports its feed. It keeps animals in holding for a certain number of days, and then it also concentrates a certain number of animal units.
Imhoff is the editor of the CAFO Reader, subtitled The Tragedy of Industrial Animal Factories. It's been published in two editions, a conventional trade paperback with essays by such writers as Wendell Berry, Michael Pollan, and Eric Schlosser, and a large-format coffee table book full of arresting and sometimes graphic photos of the farm operations in action. There are two ways of documenting the same issue, says Imhoff, a big part of which is the hidden costs that come with CAFOs.
When you hear that, you know, we Americans pay less of our income for food than any other nation, that we're blessed with this cheap food system, you have to realize that those people who are saying it aren't accounting for all the true costs of this so-called cheap factory farm animal food production. And the environment is just one. When you peel apart the many costs that we taxpayers, we communities actually face because of this cheap food production, we find that it's not a value at all. It's a bundle of costs.
Some of those auxiliary costs are readily apparent. Tons of manure, loss of economic and biological diversity, and massive amounts of fuel to transport both feed and meat. But Imhoff notes that one of the most worrisome consequences is invisible: the huge doses of antibiotics given to CAFO-raised cattle, swine, and poultry, which has a sobering consequence for human health.
Many of these drugs, the penicillins, the tetracyclines, they're very similar to the same medicines we're taking as humans. And these regular subtherapeutic doses to keep these animals on life support, they might take care of the weakest organisms, but they also allow the stronger resistant organisms to thrive. They can come back then and spread throughout our human health system, and we won't have the antibiotics to fight them.
One by one, Imhoff rebuts what he calls the myths of industrial food, that it is cheap, efficient, healthy, beneficial, and benign. Yet despite its extensive and detailed indictment of the CAFO system, the book's last chapter offers a path back to sustainable alternatives, what one writer calls the dismantling of industrial animal agriculture. To get there, Imhoff says, consumers need to, as he puts it, vote with their forks.
Three times a day, you have choices that you can make in the foods that you buy and the people that you want to support and the type of world that those decisions make. But that's just spending your money. I said, you know, you have children. Why don't you raise some chickens in the backyard? You have the means to do it. And it will completely change your relationship and your understanding and your appreciation of what it takes to put food on the table.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.